With your Southeast Regional Ag News, I am Haley Shipp. An investigation is ongoing after a 1973 Cessna 340 fixed-wing multi-engine plane crashed this past Thursday into the General Mills plant in Covington, Georgia. The Covington Police Department reports that the crash killed two people on the plane. According to Fox 5 Atlanta, federal investigators will be looking at a number of factors when trying to determine the cause. The weather was nice and mostly clear that night, but winds, turbulence, or temperature changes may have played a factor. Another factor that investigators will look at is the human side, saying that the owner of the aircraft was being trained by a pilot trainer at the time of the crash. They were performing touch-and-go exercises. Touch-and-go essentially joins two maneuvers into one. The aircraft lands on the runway, then accelerates and takes off again. The plane took a right turn, then came straight down into an area of the General Mills plant, which is isolated and used for tractor-trailer storage. The plane appeared to explode upon impact, and empty trailers caught fire as a result of the crash. The General Mills plant produces cereal, and the crash site, again in Covington, Georgia, about 30 miles southeast of Atlanta. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Haley Shipp. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.